Buttercream, a 911 fic written by Kit Kat Pancake Stack and read by C. Welsh for the 911 Podfic Fest 2023. This fic is rated general audiences with relationship Hens Cake Guy and the 118, with additional tags that include: this was supposed to just be about cakes and the Fire Fam's stupid shenanigans, but found family always finds its way in. This is mostly just vibes and now I want cake. POV outsider and the 118 is so family shaped. Summary. Perfect, she grinned, eyes crinkling behind her lenses. I need a cake of this guy's head with licorice as a penetrating head wound. He laughed before he could help himself, but when the woman's face remained unchanged, sobered instantly. What? Licorice, she repeated. Penetrating head wound. He waited a beat, expecting Ashton Kutcher to pop out from behind him and tell him he'd been punked. Or, five times Hen's Cake Guy made cakes for the 118, and one time he got a surprise for himself. Author notes. I don't even know. I posted something about Hen's Cake Guy a while ago on Tumblr, which got me spiralling, and then this happened. It was supposed to be 100% fluff, but then, against all odds, the OC developed a backstory and made me add a dash of angst. Boo! Anyway, thanks for reading. Chip knew three things to be true. First, that no one talked about the darker side of being a first-generation college student in a family of type A overachievers who lived by the motto of, "You can sleep when you're dead." Second, that he was never going to finish law school and everybody around him definitely knew it, including his parents. And yet, when he dropped out in his second to last year, they still had the audacity to say, "We just never saw it coming." And thirdly, that there was no ending to his story that didn't feature his parents kicking him out and cutting him off when he announced his plans of opening a bakery instead. So life was predictably not going his way as a struggling baker in downtown LA. The text message from his parents waiting on his phone when he woke up, of a picture of his sister graduating from her respective law school with the passive-aggressive caption of "finishing what she started," was just the icing on the cake. No pun intended. He barely heard the bells ring above his door as a customer walked in, slipping into his usual morning fantasy where he was the winner of some Food Network show and got so much business he could afford to be closed on Mondays. Excuse me? Chip jerked to attention, nearly sliding off his stool behind the counter, peering up at the formidable woman smirking down at him. She had on hoop earrings large enough to stick his fist through and was adorned in an LAFD bomber jacket. Do you need directions somewhere? The smirk on her face grew more amused. What? I mean, welcome to Buttercream! Get it together, Chip. Jesus Christ. What can I get started for you today? I need a cake, actually. You make cakes, right? That is the name of the game, yes. Fantastic. She reached into her pocket for her phone and started swiping through it. Everybody else on the boulevard has a waiting list a mile long, and I'd never seen this place before. Did you just open up? Yeah, last year. Yep, just opened. So, you need a cake? Mm-hmm. She swiped a few more times and then made a triumphant sound in the back of her throat before spinning the phone on the counter toward him. How custom do you get? It was a pretty open door of a question, but the stack of bills on his kitchen table made it hard for him to rationalize turning down anything. Whatever you need. Perfect, she grinned, eyes crinkling behind her lenses. I need a cake of this guy's head, with licorice as a penetrating head wound. He laughed before he could help himself, but when the woman's face remained unchanged, sobered instantly. What? Licorice, she repeated. Penetrating head wound. He waited a beat, expecting Ashton Kutcher to pop out from behind him and tell him he'd been punked. Nothing happened, of course, and the prolonged silence made the woman grab her phone and wince. Sorry, she muttered. Weird request, right? I'll just go. No! His voice was loud in the eviscerating silence of the shop. She turned back towards him. No, I can do it. Can you send me the picture and anything else you want specifically, and then when you need it by? Chip gave her his number so she could shoot him the picture. He's back at work next Monday. Think that's enough time? He'd never made anything more complex than a basic wedding cake, but he would figure it out. Absolutely, it'll be ready. What name can I put down for contact? Me, she said. Henrietta Wilson. I'll have it ready by then, Miss Wilson. Hen, she corrected. And great, I'll pick it up that morning before my shift. I gotta get back to the station. Thanks. Chip, he offered, and shook her hand when she extended it. Thanks, Chip. And remember, licorice. The bells above the door rang as she breezed out. He stared at the picture on his phone and then dropped his head in his hand. He didn't even own any licorice. With a lot of sweat and frustration and an undisclosed amount of tears, he finished the cake. It was the weirdest fucking cake he'd ever seen, but he thought he did a pretty bang-up job. True to her word, Hen stopped in early before her shift, dressed in a tracksuit, and she grinned when she saw the cake on the counter. Wow! She turned the box around, looking at it from every angle. This is amazing! And the licorice! You got it in just the right spot! He shrugged, looking down at his hands. It was fun, actually. Everyone's going to love this. Do you have an Instagram? What? Instagram, you know, so I can post a picture, tag you, get your name out there? He was an idiot. How had he not thought of that before? I'll have one by this afternoon. Hen laughed. I'll be on the lookout. You're pretty talented. Chip blinked. No one had ever told him that before. Thanks. She smiled again, mumbling something about a chimney, and was gone. Chip pulled out his phone and got to work. He was sitting in front of his TV eating a bowl of ramen when he flipped to the news and saw the 118 ladder truck flash on the screen. He choked, beating his chest as he watched a fleet of people swarming toward the truck, the news anchor narrating the event. A camera snapped a close-up of the tiny group around a firefighter who appeared to be crushed under the truck, and he got a glimpse of Hen with a stethoscope looped around her neck. He watched the crowd lift the fire truck, watched the group slide the firefighter out and onto a gurney, and then the scene flipped back to the news anchor. It wasn't anything huge, just a tug, a feeling in his gut. He dropped his fork in his bowl and pulled out his phone and started planning a supply run. Several months later, his door chimed open and a familiar face sauntered through. Hen, he exclaimed, turning his phone face down on the counter. Haven't seen you in a while. She smiled, and it was friendly as usual, if not a little more weighted. Work has been crazy. Family has been crazy. I actually had another cake order for you, though. For my favourite first responder? Anything. He pulled out his order pad and clicked his pen. Hit me. Did you see the whole bombing incident a few months ago? He shivered. Boy, did I. How's your teammate? A lot better, actually. The cake is for him. He's taking his recertification test tomorrow, and I'm like 99% sure he's going to pass, but the surprise party is already in motion, and we need a cake. So a celebratory cake and a backup one, he finished, and Hen confirmed it with a nod. No problem. What are we thinking, then? You need it in the shape of a ladder truck? Too soon? She rolled her eyes. You're a riot, Chip. But no, I think we just keep it a sheet cake. You can put whatever you want on them, just make it about Buck. Buck? Yeah, that's his name. Evan Buckley. Buck. His brain was already churning out the puns. I'm on it. When do you need them? The party's in the evening. Can you have them done by then? He had other appointments, but he could work around them. You got it. Thanks, Chip. You're a lifesaver as usual. He laughed. Now that's your domain. All I do is make the cakes. Shortly after Hen picked up the cakes, Chip's phone dinged with a notification. It was a picture of his creation on Instagram, posted by Hen, tagging his shop. It was the backup cake, and he'd written, "Better book next time," in red frosting. She added a string of laughing emojis onto it. And then a personal text from Hen. "A cake genius and a comedian. Your service is greatly appreciated." He sent back a thumbs up emoji and spun around on his stool, looking at the other orders taped to his wall. Maybe he could do this after all. Chip vaguely recognised one of the two men that walked into his shop. When he stepped closer, he noticed the tiny knitted LAFD over the breast of the polo, and it all clicked. Captain Nash? He nearly fell off his stool to greet him. He had the sudden urge to salute. From the 118? Just Bobby is fine, he laughed, shaking his hand. Are you Hen's Cake Guy? Hen's Cake Guy? Not a terrible thing to be known as. I hope so, or this is about to get real awkward. Bobby laughed again, eyes bright. This is Michael, he introduced, gesturing to the man beside him. I'm actually here looking to place an order. My wife, his ex-wife, is going back to work. We're doing a little family get-together. Chip was pulling out his order pad before Bobby finished talking. If this captain's machinations were anything like Hen's, this was going to be interesting. All right, anything in particular you want for the design? Bobby and Michael shared a look. Bobby seemed uncertain, and Michael rolled his eyes before turning to Chip. She was caught in that mudslide, he said, and Chip fought the urge to sigh. Of course she was. Can you do something with that? Seems kind of dark saying it like that, Bobby muttered. Michael put a hand on his shoulder, still looking at Chip. She'll love it, trust me. She's got that sense of humour. What do you think? He shook his head. I think you guys have the weirdest cake requests I have ever encountered. Bobby nodded. You did a good job with that first one. The licorice rebar was a nice touch. It was mostly Hen's idea. But the execution was spot on. Bobby leaned across the counter. You know, I'm something of a baker myself, and Michael yanked Bobby back. Okay, Gordon Ramsay, we don't have time for this. That's not what you said when I made you that souffle for your birthday. And I'm forever in your debt, but we have to pick up Harry in 10 minutes. So, he turned back to Chip. Can it be ready by this Sunday? Chip ripped the order off the pad and slapped it to his wall, first in line. You bet. Michael flashed him with finger guns. Hen said you were the best. We'll talk later, Bobby said, winking at him, and then Michael was hauling him out of the door. Later, after Chip checked his Instagram with his posted mudslide cake featuring a triumphant Athena standing on a squad car amidst a sea of wreckage, he opened his email to a flood of new requests. And then his phone buzzed, a text from his parents, and his stomach flipped. He didn't know what he expected. Maybe congratulations or an apology for doubting him, or anything to that degree. But it was just a picture of his parents with his sister at some fancy restaurant. He gritted his teeth, shoved his phone in his pocket, and trotted down the stairs to the bakery to start on his slew of orders for the day. Chip stared at the man standing in front of his counter, and the man stared back. This went on for a while, because he knew that face. He had seen that face somewhere, and it was just so goddamn familiar, and... It clicked. He snapped his fingers. Licorice rebar, he exclaimed. The woman beside him failed to hide a snort behind her hand. The baby in the stroller in front of her cooed, and she reached in to take her out, hitching her on her hip. Well, I guess that means you're Hen's Cake Guy, the man muttered, snapping his gum. He turned toward the woman. Am I going to regret this? She rolled her eyes and turned to Chip. I'm Maddie, she said. This is my partner, Chimney, who you're clearly familiar with. He frowned. Chimney? Long story, the man answered, and leaned his elbow on the counter. So you're like the only person Hen will go to for specialty cake, and I am man enough to admit that the cake you made for me was magnificent. You got my proportions just right. Chim, Maddie muttered. Right, anyway, my brother was in that crash off the freeway and he's coming home from the hospital at the end of the week, so we're doing a little welcome back party for him. Chip nodded the usual routine, even though he wanted to ask why nobody in the vicinity of this fire station could go 5 months without a near-death experience traumatic enough to warrant a welcome back party. Okay, any specific requests for the design? Chimney grinned, turning to look at his partner, who pinned him with a dry look. No, she said. He sighed. Oh, come on, Maddie. We're not getting a cake of Albert hanging upside down in his car, Chim. Absolutely not. It's funny. He'll laugh. How do you know that? Because he's my brother. We have the same sense of humour. You're ridiculous, she jibed, but she was smiling. You know what? Fine. Do whatever you want. I clearly have no idea what I'm talking about. Chimney pressed a loud kiss to her cheek and stepped back up to the counter. You'd tell me if it was too dark, right, Chip? Chip blinked. Sure? My man. He clapped him on the shoulder and then pulled out a decidedly comprehensive bullet point list. Okay, so I have a few ideas. He was in the middle of designing the freeway crash cake when his parents called. There was a moment when he considered sending them to voicemail, but he couldn't recall the last time they'd even spoken, so he sent up a small prayer and put them on speakerphone. Hey, Mom, he said, wrenching open one of his cabinets. Hey, Dad. Chip, they said simultaneously. You guys need something? Your sister showed us pictures of some of your cakes. His heart skipped a beat. Oh, yeah? He stared at the sketch in front of him, chewing hard on the inside of his cheek. You look like you're doing well. It was some approximation of a compliment, more than he'd gotten since his acceptance to law school. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Silence. He straightened up, tapping his pencil against the sketch pad, and then his father said, If you'd just been this driven in law school, perhaps things would have turned out differently. And of fucking course they couldn't just say good job and hang up. Come on, Dad, we're not having this conversation again. I just think, I'm in LA, I'm a baker, I bake cakes. You need to accept that. After everything we did for you, helping put you through law school just to drop out at the end, I just don't understand, Chip. His head throbbed, a familiar family-induced headache. Well, that's the problem. You don't want to. That's not true. The bell above the door rang and the customer smiled at him as they strode up to the counter. I have to go. Chip. He mumbled a half-hearted goodbye and refrained from ramming his head into the wall, painting on a kind smile instead as he walked to the counter. Welcome to Buttercream. What can I get started for you today? Chip was sitting at the counter of his shop, swamped in orders, busier than he'd ever been since he started the bakery several years ago. He had a spread of cakes to work on, but at the moment, the thing that grabbed his attention was whatever was happening outside the windows of his store. It was two men, a brunette and a blonde, that, again, struck a vaguely familiar chord inside of him. The blonde was gesturing wildly, the brunette rocking back on his heels with his hands in his pockets, a fond smile turning up his lips. This continued for a good couple of minutes until the brunette joined in on the frantic gesturing, pointing somewhere behind him and then jerking his thumb at the door to the buttercream. It was all very strange, and Chip expected them to continue on their way, but then the brunette pulled open the door for the blonde to stride through, following in after him. Chip pushed his orders aside. Welcome to Buttercream. What can I get started for you today? This is dumb, Eddie. The blonde muttered. We don't need a cake. We don't even need a party. The party was your idea. Yeah, and I can't be held responsible for the things that come out of my mouth when you give me that look. The dark-haired man crossed his arms, lips spreading into a teasing smirk. What look? You're a jerk, you know that? Chip cleared his throat and they both jumped, eyes widening at the same time. Welcome to Buttercream, he repeated. What can I get started for you today? They stared at each other again, a silent battle of wills, before the dark-haired man strode up to the counter. You're Hen's cake guy, right? Ah, that word explained the vague familiarity. That seems to be my title more often than not. You both LAFD? He nodded. Eddie Diaz, he said, and then pointed to the blonde sidling up beside him. Evan Buckley. Evan Buckley. Buck! He exclaimed, and the blonde man frowned. Yeah? ladder truck incident, Chip elaborated. And Hen told me about the tsunami. Everything, well, you're still in one piece, I see. Barely, Eddie muttered, while Buck rolled his eyes. We need a cake. We don't need a cake. We do need a cake. You can't even decide what the cake is celebrating. Chip lifted a finger, cutting them off before they could get started up again and forget he existed. Sorry, is it another welcome back party? Did somebody get hurt? I didn't see anything on the news. They both laughed. No, it's for us, Eddie said, and reached over, tangling his fingers with Buck's. We've had some life changes that require announcements, which requires a party, which requires cake. He nodded. Okay, what are we talking about? This is ridiculous. We can just pick up some cupcakes at the store, Buck muttered, tugging on their conjoined hands. For that matter, why have a party when you can just send an email? Buck, this was your idea. It'll be fine. Everything will be fine. Chip fought the urge to check his watch. He did have other orders waiting, but he'd also be lying if he said he didn't have a soft spot for the 118. The anticipation is killing me, he interjected, pulling their attention again. Right, sorry. Eddie ran a hand through his hair. So, recently we started dating, and then also moved in together, and then also got engaged. And none of our friends know yet. We were going to have a party to announce it to everybody. These people were crazy. Every single member of this firehouse. How the hell did something like that even happen? Chip couldn't even manage to keep it together to score a second date, much less propose to somebody. See, it sounds insane when you say it out loud, Buck groaned, rubbing a hand over his face. This is why we should break it up in stages. Tell them we're moving in together. Drop the engagement bomb later. Buck. Eddie. Buck. Eddie. Chip. Chip piped up, setting down his pen. For what it's worth, I may only know you guys through cakes, but even just from that, I can tell you've been through crazier. Eddie pointed to him while raising his eyebrows at Buck. See, it's fine. Buck chewed on his bottom lip, but relented. All right, let's just do it. Perfect. Eddie smiled at Chip. Party's next Saturday. Think you can make something happen? You all should know my reputation better than that by now, he teased, slapping the order sheet on the wall, first in line. It'll be ready for pickup that morning. Eddie swung by to pick up the cake on Saturday, and later that evening he got a call from Hen, and then a call from his parents, who left a voicemail. He stared at it for a second, deleted it, and then put his phone to his ear. If it isn't my favourite baker, Hen greeted. If it isn't my favourite customer, Chip replied. How was the party? Surprising and completely unsurprising all at the same time. Those two are stupidly perfect for each other. I'm sure you'll be commissioned a wedding cake soon. Cake was good then? Obviously. I saw you moving. Chip nodded, sitting down at his desk to pilfer through his bills. Yep, I'm expanding. You're not leaving LA, are you? Nah, I couldn't do that to the 118. You guys keep me in business. She laughed. Good. Do you know when you're set to reopen? September 1st, he replied, eyes flicking to his calendar where the date was circled in red. Construction is almost done. That's great, Chip. I'm really happy for you. He smiled, leaning back in his chair. And it wasn't his parents, and it wasn't his sister. But it still felt good to hear someone say it. Thanks, Wilson. Hen was, of course, the first customer to walk through the doors of his new location. It was bigger and in a nicer part of town, and he had an actual sign on the storefront outside that wasn't missing four letters. And he kept waiting to wake up and find it was all a dream. Hey, Hen greeted, sticking her hands in the pockets of her LAFD jacket. You in the middle of a shift? In the neighbourhood, just stopping by. Please don't tell me you have a cake request. It's been so long since I've seen one of your teammates on the news. She shook her head, chuckling. No, I actually brought something for you. Can you spare a couple minutes? He shrugged. His store would always be there when he came back. For my favourite first responder? Always. She rolled her eyes and he followed her outside. He wasn't sure what he was expecting, but it certainly wasn't the bright red 118 fire truck, and it certainly wasn't the group of people outside who shouted, "Surprise!" when he emerged. What? He turned to look at her. What? Congrats on the expansion, she said by way of explanation. Like it was completely normal for a bunch of people to go out of their way on a Tuesday afternoon to celebrate anything he's ever done. He didn't know what to say, throat stuck together when Bobby approached him holding a cake in his hands. I told you I'm something of a whiz in the kitchen myself, he said, handing it over. There's no licorice rebar or chocolate mudslide, but I think it'll do the trick. Why? He asked. Because it didn't compute. They weren't strangers, really. But they didn't owe him this. Well, your family, Bobby answered, smiling brightly. We take care of our own. Family. He thought about his phone, bereft of messages. He thought for sure, once he reached this level of success, now that his name was appearing on websites and in articles and in the mouths of people on TV, his parents would reach out. They would apologize, or at the very least tell him he was still worthy, still valued. Tears burned at the corners of his eyes. Oh, he muttered, and then they tripped down his cheeks because his hands were full and he couldn't wipe them away. Hen nudged his shoulder. You okay, Chip? Yeah, I just... Thank you. I mean, seriously. I don't think I would have gotten here without you guys. You would have figured something out, Hen assured him, but he wasn't so sure. Anyway, we're here now. That's all that matters. Also, we're overdue for a major accident, so keep your eyes peeled and your whisk ready, all right? Chip shook his head and transferred the cake to her outstretched hands as a couple wandered up to him. Welcome to Buttercream, he said to them, smiling wide as the members of the 118 dove into the cake, laughing together underneath the beautiful, clear California sky. What can I get started for you today? Author notes. Now I want cake. I can be found on Tumblr under the same username if you want to flail about the Wee Woo show somewhere. Hot. Reader notes. I love this fic. I remember the first time I read it, like, I got so overly emotional. Like, you know, the end is wonderful and it is emotional, but like, there was probably something else going on because I shouldn't have been that emotional about it, but I was, and I love it. And it just holds such a special place in my heart. And then when I saw this was on the list for fics we could do for the 911 Podfic Fest, I ate that up. The cover art for this fic was done by Like the Rest of LA. If you haven't seen any of Lisa's stuff before, what are you doing with your life? But hey, you're one of the lucky people who gets to now see all of her stuff for the first time. Isn't that amazing? Go and check out her Tumblr, which is Like the Rest of LA, and it's linked in the work where you downloaded this from. Also, I've started trying recording standing up. Let's see if that makes any difference, or if after this I just go, do you know what? The squeaky chair is worth it. Standing is not worth it. Anyway, this was recorded for the 911 Podfic Fest 2023, so go and check out all the other podfics that are coming out of it. Or if you're super keen, and I love you for that, and you're listening to this early on, they're probably still being released. So, you know, follow the Tumblr, follow the series or whatever, collection, whatever it's called. I don't know, but make sure that you listen to all the others, and don't forget to go and leave comments and kudos on the original work. Thanks for listening.